Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to the Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best College Online Streaming Radio Station in the nation. The Bronx is underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at the Bristol Riverside Theater. For tickets and information, it's brtstage.org. Fans of early 2000s movies all know the cult classic John Tucker Must Die. In this movie, three girls get revenge on the high school heartthrob after finding out he was dating all of them at the same time. But did you know there's an official sequel in the works? At a panel during EpicCon Chicago, some of the original cast members, including Jesse Metcalf, Sophia Bush, and Ariel Keble, confirmed that the script for the sequel has already been made and includes all the original characters as well as some fresh faces. Keble adds that the fan support has been a huge source of inspiration for making the sequel.
I would say that y'all's enthusiasm is definitely
inspiring.
It's very inspiring.
Thank you.
Definitely a huge part of this. And it definitely has been a very special thing to see the love and support of this, you know, almost 20 years later. So thank you for everything that you do, for all of your love and support. We literally, like, would not be here without you. And this is so meaningful for us, but it really is because of everything that you do. So
absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you all for coming out this weekend.
That was Ariel Keble at EpicCon Chicago. Fans are excited to see some possible character development for John Tucker, as well as what happened to the girls after their high school revenge. Up next, Euphoria Season 2 left fans of the show with an abundance of questions. What's next for Cassie and Maddie? Will Rue continue on her path of recovery? Is Nate ever going to get what's coming to him? However, Season 3 has yet to even begin filming. This show has had its fair share of setbacks and tragedies. After the death of Angus Cloud and the labor strike between studios in 2023, the production stopped in its tracks. We've also seen many of the stars working on different projects, which has left fans wondering if the show ever will continue, especially since they've recently confirmed that after 2 years, filming still hasn't begun. However, an HBO spokesperson confirmed that they are currently working on a season three, but are allowing the cast to participate in other opportunities. So far, we know that season three won't pick up immediately after the events of season two. Instead, they're making a major time jump into the future, hoping to focus on Rue's recovery and what the other characters do once their high school careers are over. Their current goal is to get the new season out by 2025, and fans hope that all their questions will be answered. Lastly, we've just gotten more information on the upcoming Saturday Night Live movie, SNL 1975. Joining the already all-star cast is two-time Academy Award nominee J.K. Simmons and Stranger Things star Joe Crest. The upcoming film will tell the story of October 11, 1975, the night that SNL first premiered on NBC. J.K. Simmons has been cast as Milton Berle, a comedian known for his roles in shows like Uncle Milty and Mr. Television. Joe Crest will play Herb Sergeant, the credited creator of The Weekend Update. People are thrilled to see the rest of the cast list and are eagerly anticipating the first trailer. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea, underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at the Bristol Riverside Theater. Listen to The Bronx Buzz every day on The Bronx Retro WRRC2 or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with The Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.